this beautiful concert. And I know mid-60s there was two Blue Note Records where you was involved with Bobby. How came the idea now in 2003 to start again and go on tour with Bobby?
Actually, the agent that handles Bobby and myself, I think he handles Bobby. Anyway, his name is Scott Southard. He put out some rumors that about the idea of Bobby Hutcherson and I collaborating on a tour. And the information that he got back from many promoters, you know, here, particularly in Europe, was, yeah, they wanted that. You know? And it started from there. The next question that I had in my head was about how do I make a presentation that will be a bit of a surprise from what the audience might expect from hearing Bobby with his vibes and me with my piano. I didn't want it to be the old Blue Note days revisited. Of course, we can play some of the same tunes, but this is not the old Blue Note days.
No.
And jazz captures the moment. And this moment is 2003. And both of us have a long history in our career and in our lives that are part of our musical development, too. So, anyway, the sound that I hope will make this collaboration have its own uniqueness is really still developing.
Yeah,
you know, because this is very early in the tour, but we're getting like a little glimpse of, you know, peeking through to see, oh, yes. This will have its own unique character.
Yes. one thing that really interests me when people go to this Cantaloupe Island, like the U3, and it is more in a hip-hop thing. Mm. Is that something with the time of headhunters and so many things happen to you? Mm. Is that something you like when they're going out with a tune like this that is sampled?
I like the fact that anyone is interested in my tune or any of my compositions. That's the first thing. And the second thing is to put one of my compositions in a context that is current and that can have some can generate some interest from a new generation of people.
Yeah.
Of course, I love that. And I like to hear people do different things with my songs. I did it one way. That's already done. Let's hear it some other ways.
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing in 1963 when you joined Miles Band. Is that changed that a lot in your thinking about improvising music? Oh, I mean, that
absolutely.
Was.
But the seeds that were sown during that time were so crucial to my own foundation. You know, the principles.
Yeah.
That Miles Davis encouraged and supported in his musicians at that time. You know, for example, you know, to always look for new ways to create things, and never to just sit back and do things the old way that you really know, but to explore the things that you don't know, you know, and have the courage to do it. You know, those are the most valuable and priceless gems that I was able to get out of that relationship with Miles Davis.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Bobby Hutcherson. Carrie Lynn Carrington. Scott Collins.